This is GPB Macon. I'm Leah Fleming. We've got jazz music and Star Wars in Middle Georgia this weekend. It's time to talk about all of the fun things that you can get out and do. And here with some ideas, we have Jackie K. Cooper, a film critic with the Huffington Post, and local harpist Betsy Fitzgerald back in studio.
Finally.
Good morning.
Good to be here.
It is so good to have you all back after our little hiatus. And let us talk about, first of all, jazz.
Yes, Jackie.
All
I've got my jazz hands going on right now, if y'all could see me.
She does.
I am a huge fan of the Macon Jazz Association, which serves actually all of Central Georgia. We promote jazz performance, jazz education, and of course, we want people to be exposed to all the different forms of jazz. And we also like to party once in a while, which Jackie knows
party
I like a good
jazz.
Party. That's right. And so the Jazz Association has an awesome annual spring party that is called Swinging at the Stetson this year, and it is going to be Saturday tomorrow, May 14th from 7:30 to 10:30 p.m., and it is free for jazz club members, but if you're not a member, you can join or you can come to this event for $10, and under the stars in this most beautiful garden and courtyard that the Essers own in Macon here at a historic home, you're going to be able to hear amazing music from Miss Keela's Rhythmic Jazz and the KLS Percussion Band. And Jackie, I have to tell you, I have gone to this event since I moved to Macon. It is a group of movers and shakers. There's all kinds of different people that come from all over the region. You just sit back, relax. People look sharp. Have a little fun. And we ask everyone to bring maybe a little appetizer to share. And there's going to be cocktails available. What else could you ask for, right? And you get
Eat,
to help
drink,
a great
and
group.
Be merry.
See? There you go. Jackie, I heard that there's some really good theater, too, going on this weekend.
You know, I was trying to think back to, if I had seen a production of On Golden Pond before I saw the movie. And the movie was several years ago. Henry Fonda won an Oscar for it. It was Henry Fonda, Katharine Hepburn, Jane Fonda, and the movie was just memorable. But there's nothing like seeing a live play.
No.
And Warner Robins Little Theater is going to do a production of On Golden Pond starting this weekend, and it's being directed by Fred Hardin, who I know has been on this show.
Yes.
And Fred is a talented actor. He's a talented director. He's got a great cast lined up. Family dramas just draw you in to the stage, and I know this is going to be a great production over in Warner Robins. Like I said, it's May 13th and 14th and 18th through 21st at 8 p.m., and then on May 15th, there is a performance at 2:30 p.m.
Oh, good.
So that'll be on the website, but, this is a strong play. Fred's going to do a tremendous job of directing it and a good cast, and support our local actors
Absolutely.
And their productions.
Absolutely. Well, talking about supporting actors, we have young singers that we want to support as well this weekend. So many things to do
I know
this
there
weekend.
Is.
The Mercer University Children's Choir, which is an award-winning choir that has toured internationally under the direction of Richard Kosowski, who is a professor at the Townsend School of Music at Mercer, is going to be performing on the big Vineville concert series at Vineville United Methodist Church here, Macon, on Sunday at 4 p.m. This is a free program, and they have a really interesting program because they're actually doing one of their pieces is a nursery rhyme cantata, which many of us churchgoers know what a cantata is.
But a nursery rhyme one.
This is an amazing weaving of music, of different songs that you know and maybe some you don't know, and they can layer these songs on top of each other where you never would have thought they would have gone together, and it's just beautiful. And you'll hear a lot of things that are definitely familiar.
And if any music can reach you emotionally, it seems like spirituals can.
Oh,
definitely.
Yes.
But from spirituals to Star Wars.
John Williams, woohoo!
Perry High School Symphonic Band,
yeah,
which is impressive just for me to say that, is Thursday, May 19th at the Perry High School Theater. The doors open at 7 o'clock, and they invite people to come in their favorite Star Wars costume.
Oh, what are you going to do, Jackie?
I'd be a Wookiee, I think.
A Wookiee?
Yeah.
Well, I have to do Princess Leia. I got to
The buns on the head.
Buns on the head.
Yeah. But, Star Wars is back. They're going to do music from all seven movies,
wow.
which is John Williams, John Williams, John Williams.
Yes.
And they're going to have a laser show
Whoa.
With it.
Oh, my goodness.
So, I mean, this is just, you know, that music is soaring.
Yeah. All right. Well, we will post these ideas on our newly updated website, gpbnews.org. And you guys will be back very soon, in 2 weeks.
That sounds great.
All right.
Great.
Thank you.